Hey, it's Sparky Fiber back at 55 past the hour. More local sports talk for you, sponsored by Young Express. If you're looking for a new gig or a new career today, check them out at youngexpress.com. We eye up the enemy, turn our attention towards the Vikings as the Packers get ready to take them on at 325 this weekend. And we talk now with Chris Thomason, the beat writer for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. Follow him on Twitter at Chris Thomason. Chris, first things first, coming in, your thoughts on the Vikings' new head coach, Kevin O'Connell. I guess compare and contrast him to what the Vikings did have in Mike Zimmer.
Well, you know, anytime there's a coaching change, you kind of go the opposite direction of what you had before. They brought in Mike Zimmer in 2014. He replaced Leslie Frazier, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, a players type coach. And back then they were saying, oh, we need more discipline, what have you. And Zimmer, 180 degrees from Leslie Frazier, a gruff, old school type coach, two straight losing seasons. And then it was like, oh, we need to change the culture. We need more positive energy, what have you. Enter Kevin O'Connell. And so far, you know, the reviews have been great. Everybody talks about the positive energy around the building, the enthusiasm, what have you. But the bottom line is they haven't played a game yet, and they will on Sunday. So we'll see how it shakes out.
People are harsh on Kirk Cousins and the job he does at quarterback for the Vikings. I think he's a pretty solid quarterback by NFL standards at this point. What's your take on what you've seen from Kirk Cousins the last couple of years and how far you think maybe he can take this Vikings team?
Well, the thing that I always say about Kirk Cousins is that if you just showed somebody his stats and covered up his one loss record, you'd think, this guy's been all pro, maybe been to the Super Bowl a few times, at least deep in the playoffs, and then you reveal the one loss record, 59-59-2. It's like, geez, how can his one loss record be so average when his stats are so great? So it just seems kind of like, no matter what he does, he gravitates toward being a 500 quarterback. But last couple years, he has gotten a bit of a raw deal because the defense in Minnesota was terrible. I mean, the Vikings were used to be known for great defense in 2017. They were number one in the NFL in both scoring and total defense. And the defense totally fell off last couple of years with some players getting old and leaving due to salary and injuries and what have you. So, you know, I imagine the offense will be solid again this year. And as far as the Vikings go, it'll probably depend a lot on their defense.
You know, I want to stick on the offensive side of the ball before we get to Za'Darius Smith and the Vikings defense, because O'Connell comes from that McVay coaching staff, similar to Matt LaFleur of the Green Bay Packers. When LaFleur got here, it was going to be more run-oriented offense, more balanced offense. And really, Rodgers and him have become partners, and maybe it hasn't played out the way that he envisioned it when he came to Green Bay. I think you'll see more of that, you know, after Aaron Rodgers is done. But coming into this year without Davante Adams, now there's thought that there will be more A.J. Dillon running the ball, maybe more Aaron Jones out of the backfield catching the football. From the Vikings' perspective, you have a stud running back, obviously, in Cook, but a guy that struggles to stay healthy, and there comes Madison from that perspective as far as what he can provide. Has there been any talk from O'Connell talking about trying to keep Cook more healthy with what he's doing offensively in the game plan?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how the carries will be distributed this year. Last year, I thought that 17-game season, trying to keep Cook healthy, that they might distribute the carries a little bit more. Madison might get more carries in games in which Cook was healthy, but it didn't turn out that way. Cook missed four games due to injuries, and Madison took over and had 90 or more yards in three of those games. But in games where Cook played the full game, I mean, Madison didn't get too many attempts at all. So that's going to be interesting to see how they distribute the workload among the running backs, because not only do they have Madison, they've got a good-looking rookie in Ty Chandler, and then they also have Kene Nwango, who was a solid rookie last year. So they got four solid running backs, so it'll be interesting to see what transpires.
On the defensive side of the ball, like you were mentioning earlier, that's where the struggles have become. And obviously with Zimmer being the defensive mind, nobody would have thought that. Has it been a coaching thing or has it been a personnel thing, the biggest issue on that side of the ball?
Well, it's been a little bit of everything. The downfall started after the 2019 season, which was when they last made the playoffs. And Kirk Cousins' giant contract didn't help matters in terms of salary to pay guys. I mean, they let Linville Joseph and Xavier Rhodes go in salary-related moves. Everson Griffin ended up leaving as a free agent for 1 year, although he did end up coming back last season. So you lost some veteran guys, and they really didn't have the money to bring in replacements, veteran replacements. They tried to go with a much younger team, and it blew up in their face in 2020. They did try to bring in some more veterans last year, but then injuries continued to surface. Daniil Hunter's played in only 7 games the last 2 years. So been a combination of, you know, players leaving and not bringing in adequate reinforcements and injuries.
How has Za'Darius Smith's health been through training camp? Obviously, he was out last year with that back injury for the Packers, and then he goes to Minnesota, and I'm sure he wants nothing more to do than sack Aaron Rodgers a couple times coming up on Sunday. How has his health been?
Well, there's been no indications that he's anything other than healthy. I mean, he did, of course, play in the playoff game last year for Green Bay and had a sack. He didn't play at all in the preseason, but in practice, he looked good. They had joint practices a few weeks ago with the San Francisco 49ers. He looked good there. So we'll find out. I mean, obviously, practice versus playing a bunch of snaps, which he'll be doing Sunday as well as Hunter, is a big difference. So we'll see how it shakes out.
What do you like in this one, Minnesota or the Packers? Week one, tilt in Minnesota with a coaching staff that nobody really knows how they're going to come out and play, I think leaves a little bit of an advantage to Minnesota.
Well, I'll make my official prediction on Friday after I see the injury report and things of that nature. We still haven't seen our first injury report, but probably leaning toward picking the Packers only because they have a more established defense. Minnesota is switching this year from the 4-3 to the 3-4, so they're adjusting to a new scheme. They didn't play a number of the top starters in the preseason, so the defense isn't as far along as the defense is in Green Bay, so that possibly could make the difference on Sunday.
Time with Chris Thomason. Follow him on Twitter at Chris Thomason. I got to ask you about this new book that you've got out, the Minnesota Vikings All-Time All-Stars. Tell us all about this book for Vikings fans that may be checking us out.
Well, it's very kind of you to ask. I'm not sure how many fans are going to want to buy it in Wisconsin, but if there's any Vikings
fans,
hey, man,
listen here. Hold on, man. We used to do the Big Show, right? The Big Show Radio Network. We were in La Crosse. I think half that town is Vikings fans in La Crosse. So trust me, there's plenty of Vikings fans in Wisconsin. No question.
Oh, okay. Well, it'd be a great book for Vikings fans to have in Wisconsin, and even Packers fans, if they want to burn it, feel free to buy it. But the format, there actually was a similar book that came out a couple of years ago on the Packers, the format is similar, in which I choose an all-time all-star team of the greatest players in Vikings history and coaches. But the bottom line is I've got chapters on over 50 former Vikings players and coaches. So even if a player isn't necessarily on the all-time team, there's still in-depth chapters on him. So I think that makes it a good read, and I recommend it.
Does Brett Favre make the book?
What's that?
Does Brett Favre make the book?
Well, he's in, there's kind of like an other receiving votes, you know. You got quarterbacks that didn't make the cut. So I've got 4 quarterbacks that there's chapters on in the book, and those are Fran Tarkenton, Kirk Cousins, Tommy Kramer, and Dante Culpepper. And then there's short entries on other guys who didn't crack that top four.
That's good.
And he's in there. But, you know, primarily because he only played two seasons with the Vikings, and he only had one good season with them.
Yes, no question. It choked away a chance to go to a Super Bowl in a famous game against the Saints, obviously. Chris, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you throughout the season.
Really appreciate it. Thank you, Sparky.
You bet. You take care. There he is, Chris Thomason. Follow him on Twitter at Chris Thomason. Like I said, go get that book. I'm going to get the book because my future brother-in-law is a Vikings fan, believe it or not. So I'll be buying the book. Barnes & Noble has it. Or just go on Chris Thomason's Twitter account. He's got it pinned on his Twitter account. You can just click on the link there for Barnes & Noble and buy the book that way, too. We'll talk to you next time here on 1250amthefan.com.